Welcome to issue 214 of Critical Encounters, a podcast about Marvel Champions, a living card game by Fantasy Flight Games. Here, we take a good look at that most critical piece of the game, the encounter sets. We'll discuss those poorly understood characters, unfairly labeled villains, and their various plans to shape humanity and benefit the planet, as well as those so-called heroes intent on thwarting them. I'm one of your hosts, Lexicon, and joining me is Daniel, Steve, and Mike.
Well, wasn't that a wonderful intro read by Lexicon?
Yeah, what a voice. Yeah.
That was so nice.
A radio voice.
Yeah, and Lexicon is one of our patrons, and that was a patron thank you. He recorded an intro to the show and maybe an outro as well. You'll have to stick around and see. Yeah, so if you are a patron and you want to do that, contact us. You know how. Mike tells you. Well, someone tells you every week. Is Mike here? Mike, are you
here? I'm here sometimes. Hey, guys.
Mike. Hey. Mike.
What's going?
I'm all right. You know, just bumming around. Things got a little bored. Came over here to actually watch some TV.
Oh, it is TV night, isn't it, Steve?
Totally.
Well, usually. But before we get to TV night, we should ask Daniel what's on his mind tonight, don't you think? That's what we do, Mike. You've been away so long, you didn't even know it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got like a number of things on my mind tonight, Steve.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So one is a thank you. Speaking of Patreon and Lexicon, thank you very much. But you all know Mighty Jim, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, do you know what his AKA is? Do you know who he is?
He's the emotional support honey badger.
There you go. Yes. And you know him from Card Game Cooperative Podcast. Check their show out, everyone, because they do all three of our games that we love. The three LCGs, the Arkhams, the Lords of the Rings, and this one. So in honor of Jim here, guys, I think we're going to start up a Honey Badger Cavalry Corps. What do you think of that?
Ooh.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay.
Okay, and obviously we're going to need, we need someone in charge of, you know, wrangling, breaking, and riding those badgers. So,
ooh,
good luck, cool. Mighty Jim.
Yeah,
I don't think you can domesticate those.
Well, if anyone can.
We're not going to try. I mean, that's not the point. We're just going to strap minions to the backs of honey badgers and ride them into battle. So
the angrier they are, the better.
Better, that's right. Yeah.
Really don't see how we can lose anymore, guys.
No, I don't either. So who needs sharks with laser beams when you have minions riding honey badgers?
Wow. So yeah, thank you, Mighty Jim. I also want to thank some other folks, Steve. Can I have a minute of thanks here?
Please do.
So by the time this comes out, a month or so ago, I played Marvel Champions with real people in a real house. You all know Darcy James, right?
Correct. Yep.
I met James. James and Tim and Jonah out in Virginia, and we played Red Skull. Oh, and cool. It was a blast. It was one of those things where, you know, like, it's like when you guys and I play where your turns take 14 minutes and mine's 5 seconds. It was that in person. It was fantastic.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Great. We won. It was like, and it was a great win too, because it's like one of those things where you're like, you know, guys, if we scoop now, we won't feel so bad. We just start over. But we toughed it out and we did it.
Nice.
And James played the Hulk. It was great to see Hulk. Masterfully played.
Put in action. Nice.
Mm-hmm. So that was fun. And then also a month or so ago, by the time this comes out, I was invited to be on The Hills Have Nerds.
Ooh.
Podcast nice. To talk literature. And it was so much fun. And folks, you should all remember Josh, who came on here from The Hills Have Nerds to hang out with us.
Right. He was on 211, The Reavers.
The Reavers. He was great. He was so much fun. And those guys there are great. What an incredible show. Folks, please check out The Hills Have Nerds. They're spectacular folks. And it was a great show. It was a great time. So thanks to them. Thanks to Jonah and Tim and James. Great times. May there be many more. there you have it.
Nice.
That's what's on my mind. So many things on my mind tonight.
You're a grateful villainous overlord, it sounds like.
There you have it.
And I'm grateful Mike is here because we got to be doing something special if Mike is here, right? Mike, you're doing the lore for something. You showed up to do something for us tonight. What do you got? What'd you bring with you?
No, I was serious. I just came to watch TV.
Oh.
Kind of bummed. Spot rolling all over the place.
Okay.
Take some energy. I'm ready just to, curl up and... What's up? Who's been sitting on my chair?
It's actually kind of who hasn't.
Quite a few folks. Well, that sounds fine. I mean, we can put the TV on, right?
It's been a while.
Why don't we just watch some MTV?
Do you mean Mojo Television?
I sure do!
Awesome!
Inside.
For clothes that Tristan loves... Bold 3 Detergent Plus Fabric Soap.
Caleb? Are you alright? Are you...
Spray. Relief.
You two take care of labor.
Only intended for playing, Captain.
You don't want to die of cold. Toll free.
Broken on broken, yes. Broken on broken.
Nails and more nails.
Oh, get it together, soldier. I'm sure it's fine. See, our lines are holding there just fine. There's nothing to...
After the honeymoon, but when I got back and I found out that he'd stolen Ben, lies have gotten all of us into so much trouble.
Mike.
Hey, Daniel. How's it going, man?
I don't know. Okay, I guess.
Aw, come on, buddy. I know that look. What's up?
Buddy? You know, I'm still pretty bummed about that whole bombshell thing. That was particularly villainous of you. And I'm a fellow villain.
Yeah, I guess that did kind of get out of hand. All right, look, I'm sorry, man. Let me make it up to you. Anything you want, I'll do it.
Really?
Yes. Truthfully, I've been feeling bad about it, too. What can I do to square this up?
Okay. NerdCon.
NerdCon? Okay.
And I want to enter the cosplay competition.
Oh, I guess I can do that. But who the heck are we going to dress up as?
Meridian Board. I'll go as Christian, and, because you have luscious hair, Mike, you go as Angela. No, it shouldn't be that hard. The only tricky part might be replicating that crown she's always wearing now.
Oh, yeah, the crown that looks a lot like the one Steve used to have.
Mm-hmm.
That I most definitely did not sell to them under the table back in issue 176.
I'm sorry, what?
What were you saying?
Look, if you could make something up, that'd be awesome. Doors open at 7.
Wait, it's tonight?
Yeah, man, you got a whole 2 hours to figure it out. And you did say you'd do anything.
Yeah, I did. Okay, I'll be there. I promise.
Thanks, buddy. This means a lot to me. I'll see you there.
Crap. I don't know how to do this. Where the heck am I going to get a replica of Angela's crown in 2 hours? Hey, wait a minute. I don't need a replica. I can get the real thing. I have access to Spot World. I can be there and back in no time. Let me just grab a few spot portals for the road. And off we go.
What the heck?
Oh my gosh. It's Christian and Angela from Married and Bored.
Hi. What are you doing in our living room?
Sorry, Angela, I'm in a bit of a hurry. Could I borrow your crown for the evening?
This crown? Loki's crown? Worth more than a suit of kinetic armor?
I promise I'll take good care of it.
I don't know,
Yoink! Thanks, Angela! See you later!
Yeah, that was weird.
He's not coming back, is he?
And I'm back.
Hey, Mike, you there?
Oh, crap, it's Steve. Better hide the crown before he sees it.
Bye.
Hi, Steve. How's it going?
Oh, boy, you are not going to believe what just fell off the back of a truck.
Oh, what do you got? What do you got?
I have in my possession the proof copy of FFG's new upcoming Marvel Champions expansion, Redacted.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's incredible! Yeah, it's awesome!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So now is our chance to bust this out and just play it before anybody else does. Then we can go on the internet and we can...
Oh, we're not going to be D-holes and just spoil everything, are we?
Even better, we're going to rub it in their faces that we know the content and that they don't. What do you say? What do you say? Are you in?
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Yes, of course I'm in, Steve. Oh my gosh. All
right, I'm going to get some snacks and get a drink, and then I'm going to set everything up. Game time will be at 7 o'clock on the dot. Does that work for you?
Oh, hot damn, man. Of course.
Okay, all right. See you then.
This is so cool. A first crack at...
Redacted.
I can't wait. Oh, wait. No, 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 no. Did he say 7? Shoot, that's when NerdCon is. And I promise Daniel, too. Okay, okay, stay cool, Mike. You don't have to play tonight. But yes, I do. I want to be there when Steve is rubbing in people's faces all over the internets. But Daniel will never forgive me if I go. Gah! If only there was a way I could be in both places at once. Hey, wait a minute. I have access to Spot World. I can be in two places at once.
Mike, you showed up, and oh my god, you look fantastic.
Hey, yeah, buddy. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Hey, dude, let's start with the circuit of the main hall and see who recognizes us.
Sounds good. Just let me find a bathroom first, okay? Go on ahead. I'll catch up. Oh, hey, Steve.
There you are. There you are. Okay. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, just let me fire up good old Protection Gamora here.
All right, check out the villain's text. Isn't this great? Look, look. Read the mission objective. Wow, they really outdid themselves on this one.
Oh, this is awesome. All right, there's my mulligan. Why don't you take the first player token, and I need to jet to the washroom.
Yeah, yeah. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, this is so cool. Look at this.
Daniel!
Oh, there you are! Dude, you missed the red carpet! People thought I was just some dude! Hey, where's your crown?
Oh, yeah, I got it right here. Didn't want it falling in the toilet.
Huh?
Oh, look! It's a display dedicated to Spirit Island!
Really?
Yeah! Hey, why don't you check out that English literature booth right over there? I'll just be 1 minute. Be right back!
Okay.
There you are. Hey, man, clock's ticking. Take your turn. Where you been?
All right. Bam.
Sure. All right. Villain attacks us. I'll block mine. No boost. One damage. Okay. Here's your attack.
Desperate defense, baby.
And?
Whoa. What?
Oh, that is a great boost effect. Oh, my. Look. Man, this is cool.
Oh, one sec. My phone's ringing.
I didn't hear anything.
Be right back. Daniel!
Oh, there you are. Come on, let's head down the main drag. We can show off our costumes on the way to the stage. Hey, all, what brings you joy?
Yep. She Hulk's the best, all right.
All right, let's go sign up.
Sign up for what?
For the cosplay contest, dummy. Isn't this exciting?
Oh, you bet. This is so exciting. I have to go pee again.
Oh, my God.
I'll be right back.
What?
Mike? Mike, stop stalling. Let's go. Here's your treachery.
Oh, crap. Yeah, guess I'm discarding this.
Okay. All right, your turn. You're up.
All right, double keen instincts. Time to rock.
Oh, lucky son of a...
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to freshen up my beverage.
You haven't even touched the beverage.
Be right back.
But I was doing something cool. I wanted you to see it.
Mike, hurry up. We're about to go on. Wait, you look like you've run a marathon.
Yeah, oh, I guess I better go freshen up, hey?
No, Mike!
Freshman freaking counterpunch! Hot world!
What the hell, Mike? We missed our window. Now we gotta...
Be right back!
What?
My cards! What did you...
Ow.
I knew it! You're playing with Spot World again. What are you up to?
He ruined all my cards.
He ruined the special evening I had planned.
I can't believe he... Wait, is that my crown?
Oh.
Are you wearing my crown?
Look, Steve, I can explain.
You found my crown! Thanks so much! Oh, I'm so happy! I'm so happy!
Yeah, here you go! You're welcome.
Hang on, Mike. Steve might be done with you, but I am not. Look here. You promised me that you'd... Wait, is it... What's that card?
Huh?
Did you crush Steve's copy of Iron Man?
Oh, I guess I did. Steve, sorry.
And his arc reactor card? Oh, Mike, you do love me.
Aww. Oh, shucks, guys.
Well, wasn't that fun? I think the guy at the end there got his crown back. That was great. That was my favorite part.
I feel like some lessons went unlearned there.
Like what, Mike?
I don't know. Just an inkling I have.
Oh, well, I thought that was an incredibly awesome sitcom.
Yeah, Mojo TV is getting better and better. So.
Hey, speaking of, isn't there a set kind of related to this?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean in like the Mojo pack?
Yeah, let's talk sitcom, which, oh. Daniel, you're right. It comes in the Mojo scenario pack. There are 6 cards, 6 by title, used randomly among all the Mojo Mania scenarios. And wait. There are a lot of obligations. Mike, is that why you're actually here tonight?
Do I get to read all of them?
Well, it's your job.
No, we can't read them all. Besides, there is an environment that it starts with. Maybe Daniel should start us off. And Mike, I'll split the obligations with you. How about that?
All right.
Okay.
Wait, I don't get to read any? Oh, man.
Okay. No. You can read one of them.
Oh, geez. Thanks, fellas.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, our environment that drives this particular modular from Mojo is called Mojo in the Middle.
Yes, no, maybe.
It is a setting, show-traded environment. Each obligation gains an acceleration icon. Oof. Response. After a player discards an obligation, that player draws 1 card. And when revealed, discard each other's setting environment in play. If this was revealed from the encounter deck, it gains Surge. And it has a boost icon.
Interesting, hey?
Okay.
Yeah, so the when revealed is the same as all the settings, right? No different. So every obligation gets an acceleration. So if you're not clearing those obligations that are going to sit in front of you, a lot of threat could go out, right? So,
And it does combo with other sets that have obligations.
Yes.
And this also includes your own obligations.
Yeah. Anything with Kang?
Yeah. Right?
He wants obligations.
Isn't there one in Down to Earth?
Yeah. Yep, there's a couple in the Sinister Motives box. Yeah, you're right. A couple sets with complications.
Isn't the one of the two Paranoides psychology sets have a bunch of obligations?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Their names escape me right now.
So Kang, the Once a Future Kang, has obligations in it.
Okay.
Master of Time, which also came in the Kang pack. Down to Earth has obligations. Telepathy from the Next Evolution has obligation in it. Obviously, all your heroes and stuff like that.
Sure.
Yeah. Project Wide Awake has an obligation in it as well. Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah, those could work.
All right. Again, we've gone over this rules question again, or this thing before, I think, but I want to hear it again. If this card was revealed from the encounter deck of Gain Surge, when wouldn't it be?
Set up. Okay. Some of the Mojo Mania scenarios require you to start with one of these in play. If you're playing Mojo and there's the Wheel of Genres, you'll like take the set aside one and put it into play.
And put it right into play. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So yeah, players get to draw a card every time they defeat an obligation or discard an obligation.
I don't know about you guys, but that fills me with dread. Every time this game gives you something, it means it's because they did something really bad first.
Yeah, so that's interesting because it specifically says discard. If you do that cheaty hero thing where you exhaust your identity to remove your obligation from the game,
you don't get a card.
You don't get to draw cards.
Nice. Yeah.
You have to choose the bad option.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, because it's not just the obligations that sit out in play, but if you get one of your regular hero obligations, when you've got the choice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a couple of hero ones that you can't remove from play. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't quite catch that. So
good. Yeah, good catch. So every card in the set is an obligation. That's fantastic. Well, let's hear some.
First one is Family Matters. It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. It's all I see. It's an obligation. Treat the printed text box of each support you control as if it were blank, except for traits. As an alter ego action, you can exhaust your identity and each support you control to discard this obligation. It has 3 boost icons.
I'll never be like you!
You're my clone!
That's good.
X-23 and Wolverine. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so if you're playing a support heavy deck, like you're doing the whole shield thing, there's a lot of shield supports. Some resource generators are supports.
Sure.
And
every hero that has like people close to them, they're supports. Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
like this is a Kamala Khan burner, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so the fact that you have to exhaust your supports. Okay, I get it. Yeah, because That makes sense.
Because then you can't use it that turn.
You can't use them that turn, right? So nothing should be exhausted before you get this card, right? Or is there a support that gives you a resource that you can use to pay for a defense card? That's the only situation I can think of.
That would be the only situation. Or, yeah, something that you can use during defense.
Yeah, for the most part, your supports are probably ready when you draw this card. So you go into your next turn, you flip to alter ego, but you might have defended, so you can't exhaust your identity.
Yeah. You can't play around these like your own obligations either, so. Oof.
And where this could really get you too is like, if you're playing with one of those supports that's a team up, like a team support, where all your guys get plus one hit points, and now that's blank, and all your guys just die.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
I want that to happen.
Yeah.
So, good thing I gave all my X-Men plus one HP. Oh, golly, that's beautiful. Those are the moments that you remember, folks.
That's right.
So this picture, this art reminds me that I just watched Logan. Man, that's a beautiful movie. Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Someday we need to have like a movie issue, Steve.
Sure. We'll just do a supervillain roundtable, talk about movies and TV shows and stuff. That sounds like a fun
one. That
one
was wonderful. Anyhow, so that was Family Matters.
All right. Let's talk about Growing Pains. Don't waste another. The cost to play each of your upgrades by 2. Alter ego action. Discard an upgrade you control or discard an upgrade from your hand. If you have more upgrades in your discard pile than in play, discard this obligation. It's not my fault. Oops, Summers. Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Now, am I right? It doesn't have like a limit per, like, can you just keep discarding upgrades from your hand in play? Or is this like every turn you sort of drip one out until you have more in your discard?
There's no limits. You can do this action as many times as you need.
Okay. yeah. This is rough.
Oh my God.
Or you just pay the extra cost, right?
There's a lot of characters that use a lot of upgrades.
Yeah. Yeah, like spider suit. Oh my gosh! Right,
like, and increasing the cost by 2 for those like just negates the whole
she's
point
toast.
Of them. Oh yeah. Gosh!
So if you had like two or three upgrades in play and none in your discard pile, you have to burn a couple two upgrades.
Yeah,
now you've got two.
Yeah.
In your disc. Now you only have one left. I mean, that's mean. So, and it's alter ego, so you have to flip again.
Well, gentlemen, I want you to know that when your helicarrier costs you 5, I still expect you to give it to me.
Yeah.
Of course. Although, that's a support, so it's blanked from Family Matters. So,
all right. Yeah. Yeah, I guess all of those are, right? Mansion too? Dang.
Yeah.
No.
So the art here is pretty good. As parents of my oldest son is just now learning to drive. And there's your Cable and Hope and the car smashed up and the insurance rates are going up. I can relate. I can relate. I've got that hand over my face like going, oh, no.
It's not my fault. Well, this is a great one. I mean, I feel like especially the X-Men heroes, once it's like turn 4 or something. I feel like they have like 9,000 upgrades in front of them. Like they just need like a spread and is. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think this one hurts the most. Like, unless you're already set up, this one hurts the most.
Right. Yeah, it could be, right, Mike, late game that this you're like, I'll just keep this, whatever.
Right, I'm not going to put any more upgrades. It doesn't really matter now. Yeah, keep so that could be, that could be disappointing. All right, Daniel.
Well, you know what's not disappointing in any way ever is this next obligation called The Odd Couple.
Check out the art on that.
So good. Beast in an apron. Oh.
Jubilee. Jubilee
making this.
Yeah. Hanging out on the couch.
Do you guys remember the old Odd Couple with Jack Klugman and Tony Curtis? I think that was who it was.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, great show.
I am that old to remember it.
You're that old too? Yeah. Oh, God. All right. The Odd Couple is an obligation. Reduce your ally limit by 2. Now, here's why this is dynamite. Alter ego action. Exhaust 2 characters you control. Shuffle an ally from your discard pile into your deck and discard this obligation. I'll clean it up later. One boost. I believe that that very same line I hear 13 times a day in my own home.
Yeah, mine too.
This is great. What theme home run, man? Oh.
Theme home run. Very cool effect. It can be tough on you.
Sure.
Now, in 90% of the decks I play, this is a giant card with an acceleration icon and nothing else on it.
Sure, yeah, your friendless decks.
Right, or even just you're playing with just your signature ally, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have anything else.
So who cares, right?
But, I mean, they're most... I'd say other than those rare, you know, I'm only playing with one guy or whatever. A lot of decks use allies, right? I mean, they are probably one of the most powerful hero types in the game. So reducing your limit by 2 brings it down to, so you can have 1. To get rid of this, you have to exhaust your hero, your alter ego and that ally you have in play.
The one that you have left.
Yeah, those are the only 2 you have.
The best time for this would be to come out after like, a turn where you got to spam 3 and so they're all fresh. And then 2 just have to go. Like, oh, man, that's mean. But remember, when you do this alter ego action, you're getting 1 back from your discard. You're also drawing 1 from the setting. If the setting is still in play.
Right, if the setting's in play, yeah.
Yeah, so... Oh. I love it. I just love the theme. I love the art. I love the whole card. It's just so good.
All right. Next up. The One with the Breakup. No one told you that was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love, that's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, a week, a month, even your year. But it's an obligation that says each encounter card gains peril. It has a hazard icon on it. Oh, it's a hazard and acceleration in this set. And as an alter ego action, discard three cards from your hand and choose a player. The chosen player draws one card, and you discard this obligation. Two boost icons.
And that's each encounter card everywhere. Not just the ones you draw.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? Right.
Yeah. That, like, the peril's fun, because I don't know if it's, like, it's not damage. Like, it's not so terrible, except for cards that are, like, an assault, I think, right? Where if you need to be, you need somebody else to defend for you, and they can't.
Yep, there's, your Hawkeye ally. Is he allowed? Or, no, he does trigger, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he could
after
trigger.
That's after the minion enters play, so it would lose.
Oh, it's already on the table?
Yeah.
Is that the same with, like, Iceman? Would he also?
Probably, too. Yeah, probably.
Okay. But, like, any treachery canceling is gone.
Yep. You can't cancel treacheries. You can make this choices. Some of those cards were, there's a couple other ones that were, it's like, what was the one? Mana Drain from the fantasy set, where you're like, pick a type of card.
A resource.
And everybody does stuff where we were saying that should have peril. Well, it does now. I don't know if that. I'm not sure peril is like super huge, except for being able to defend those
additional attacks. Yeah,
it's that hazard that's also bad, right? So you slap the two of them together. I think that makes this card good.
This card has to have a hazard on it, because otherwise it doesn't mean anything.
Right. So I'm saying that, and even in a four player, the peril's not. And it's fine, whatever. But with the hazard on it, it now means something. And it has an interesting alter ego action.
I like it, right? It's the whole self-sacrifice, you know, to get back in the good graces. Or you can be a jerk and just take it all for yourself. And, you know, each side tells a story.
Yeah, you're right. Because you could choose you as a player.
Yeah.
Or you could choose your ex-girlfriend as a player. Yeah. I'm sorry. Here, I bought you
these flowers. Here's a card. but it's also a theme home run too, because it affects everyone at the table, and like all those shows, like all the breakup shows, it's just like the couple in crisis is such an energy suck on everyone around them, right? Like it seems like it's a little thing between the two of them, but actually everyone's affected.
Well, nobody wants to pick a side or have an opinion on the breakup either. That's the peril, right? Like,
that's the peril.
Whose side are you on? I don't want to answer.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
you're both
my friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That's good.
No one's making a choice. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
The design of this set must have been fun.
That's good. All right, well, we're not done.
Speaking of fun.
Hey, guys, watch me play. All right, this is an obligation with Insight 3.
Oh.
It's parallel all by itself. Forced interrupt. When you look up a rule, you are confused. Alter ego action, exhaust your identity and discard a confused status card from it. Discard this obligation. What does you mean again? What does while mean again? Yeah, okay.
Notice that he didn't say while you look up a rule, you're confused.
Right. Yeah. All right, two boost icons, two on this. Insight 3, that's awesome. And then, I mean, I don't know how often you look up a rule. But I'm just never going to look up a rule while this is out.
You almost have to, just to get rid of it.
Yeah.
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 Okay, but...
Well, yeah.
It's what? It's worth an acceleration icon. If you don't care about it, if you don't care about looking up rules, it's just an acceleration icon. I think what you do with it depends on your player count, because in four player, Insight 3 is not amazing. I throw this in the deck to dilute it. But solo? I don't want that in the deck. Just let it sit out. Insight 3? That's Magneto's first stage.
Yeah, you're right. Right. It's brutal. Yeah, in solo, it's way more potent than in player. The interesting piece of it, though, is like to get rid of it, you have to exhaust your identity and the confused status card. So you can't, if you want to get rid of it, you can't thwart until, right? Because then you would clear your confused status card And now it's never going away until you get confused again. You're like, someone confused me so I can get rid of this, right?
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, you just have to look up a rule. That's all.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. All right. So that's six cards.
Wow. What is that?
Five obligations in an environment that plays with obligations. We've done a lot of these Mojo settings, shows. And this has got to be my favorite, I think.
Me too, hands down.
It's one of the funniest for sure. And now, is it your favorite to play or just to look at?
Yeah, maybe just to look at. I don't know. Fantasy is a fun one too because of the dragon and I'm a nerd and all that kind of stuff. It's my favorite right today. How about that?
Yeah, okay.
I just think you should throw this into every game you play. Folks, it's the plus one of your encounter deck.
Maybe give it surge. I don't know. Cause, okay, here's the thing. Let's say you're Mike, you're me, and you're playing, you know, your friendless deck solo.
Okay.
You look at Family Matters. The majority of heroes out there exhausting your supports is not the end of the world. Unless you're playing a specific deck, like Steve said, maybe you're.
But don't forget, they're also blanked until you deal with this.
Sure, but at least three quarters of the decks I play, I could probably live with that.
Really? Okay.
For supports.
Okay.
Upgrades are another thing. So Growing Pains, yeah, upgrades, increasing the cost to play your upgrades, that's awful. But if you're set up, again, that obligation does nothing.
Okay, fine.
The Odd Couple. If you're never having more than one ally,
you don't care.
It doesn't matter. The one with the breakup. Okay, this one at least has a hazard on it, right? But otherwise, the peril doesn't matter. So the hazard, that's the thing. And then Watch Me Play, I mean, that's... You can see how, like, in the right situation, this set doesn't do anything. But on the other hand, in some situations, it does a lot. Like, if that upgrade one comes out at the beginning of the game, if you're playing the Miles Morales deck I played with the Odd Couple, okay, now you're screwed. But it's... It kind of depends on who draws what.
That's what I mean.
So in the solo version of it, you have to remember too that it's forcing you to flip to Alter Ego to clear some of these. Otherwise, you end up with the acceleration. So with the low threat thresholds and solo, it can be a problem keeping up with that threat if you're not playing Justice, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I think if you play Daniel's Rule, where you just put it in, or I think even if you just put it in, just put Mojo in the middle out at the start of the game. Just put the environment into play, even if you're not playing the Mojo ones, so that it, like, the impact is really there. Like, if you want to take it up, drop Mojo in the middle, beginning of the game, now you're good to go. Right?
So I think that's a good idea. That's a good house.
That is a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, because then at least your obligations mean something. You're not stuck with that drawing cards out of order problem.
Hmm.
I mean, it's... The theme, maybe it's the theme on it that really got me today, but it's, yeah.
It is.
That's
it
like
is.
Why I need so fun. Yeah, the theme-wise, so.
And it's, it might not be a super powerful modular, but it's one that the folks around the table are going to giggle at and talk about. It'll make some story moments, right? Like that.
Yeah, I think that's it there. It's going to hit, when it hits just right, it's going to create some conversation. Yeah. You're going to want to watch these in reruns is what you're going to want to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Nicely
indication.
Done.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
All right, so we have to rate these things, Nielsen ratings or whatever you give a TV show rating. What do you got, guys? What do you got? Mike, what do you got?
Okay, this one gets an A+ for theme and just laughing at the art. And it's not getting old. It really isn't. It's going to get a C- for power.
Ooh, okay.
Well, I really only grade on theme and excitement. Power be damned. I'm giving this one definite A+. I'm amused at every card and filled with joy upon seeing them. But yeah, it's probably not going to take down a hero.
Yeah, you might be right there. But I'm going to give it a TV Guide's must watch Thursday television.
Oh.
So, yep.
Thursday even. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we don't want to watch them on a Tuesday because that's when we're on. So,
well, I wonder what other sitcoms could have been included.
Like if the people want to tell us sitcoms exactly. they would like to have included exactly. and what the obligations would be for those sitcoms. How would they
like,
do it?
Fan-made obligations. Like, what would they look like?
Oh, I want to know. Hey, you can email us at criticalencounterspod@gmail.com. We are Critical Encounters on Facebook, and you can find our YouTube, Twitch, or Patreon by searching for Critical Encounters Podcast. And on Discord, we are Vardane, Big Foam Loaf, and Wandering Too. If you like our show, tell your friends. If you don't like our show, tell your enemies. Mojo, take us out.
Mojo's riding the television waves now, and when Mojo's in charge, the fun never stops. Not until you're dead.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Did I get delivered here? Somebody tell me, please. This old world confuses me. Clouds as mean as you've ever seen. And a bird knows your tune. Then a little voice inside you whispers.
Blah, 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 blah.